The number three secret to your summer recruiting success. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 97. I'm Jeff Hugo, and I'm on location for episode number 97 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. What I mean by that is, if you've listened to the last couple episodes, you know that making the move from Colorado to North Carolina. So we ripped out the studio over the weekend, and here I am recording this episode on location on our patio, which is in the home that we're leaving tomorrow. So I'll tell you, you're getting it right here. You're getting it raw. You're getting it organic. Here is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach, also podcaster, as you know, author and speaker. And my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, is available for you. Just get it on Amazon if you'd like to listen to it. I got it on Audible there. If you like the Kindle, then you can get the Kindle version, or if you want paperback. Most people are ordering that, by the way. You can get that on Amazon. Would love to make sure you get that in your hands. Not very expensive either. And something that's not expensive at all because it's free is the Athletic Scholarship, or I should say the Recruiting Power Pack. The Recruiting Power Pack, that's available to you on our website. Just go to recruitme.com and get the three items in the Recruiting Power Pack. One big thing, especially as we get into this summer, is the first steps to an athletic scholarship. It's an 8-page PDF that you can follow to really get a good jump start this summer. And I guess since Memorial Day was yesterday, we are officially into the summer. Summer season is here. And I want to make this a successful summer for you in recruiting. Would you go ahead and listen to the last two episodes if you haven't? The first secret and the second secret to your summer recruiting success. This is a big, big season for recruiting. All coaches are out of season. There are some spring sports still going right now, but this summer, all sports will be out of season not too long from now. All coaches, and you have an opportunity to get yourself in front of them. The first week in this four-part series talked about the first secret, and then, of course, the second one last week, and I don't want to give it away. I'd like you to hear those in their entirety to get the full flavor of that. And this week, talking about number three, and then I'll conclude it next week. So what is that number three secret to your summer recruiting success that makes a difference in the summer, especially, that I want to get that message out to you? And here it is. That secret is quick response. Quick response. You want to get quick response from college coaches, especially during the summer. Now, the reason I say that is take a look at this summer and consider it as kind of a microcosm of a full year. You've got 2-3 months of summer, and you want to make sure that you get things going and get this cycle going of recruiting a lot quicker in the summer. You're not saying, well, this year I'd like to do such and such, and here are my goals for recruiting. I'd like to get response from college coaches in a couple months and then deepen that conversation. And I teach a step-by-step process, 6 steps to an athletic scholarship. And in the summer, you're really taking that full year and compressing it. So you've got to get results faster in the summer. You want quick response. Quick response. I'll back up a little bit too, and I'll say that you can't wait for coaches to contact you, or you may not get response at all. Just because it's summer and they're looking doesn't mean they're going to find you as an athlete or parents, your son or daughter. This summer, to get quick response, here's what I recommend. I recommend that you spend a couple of 3 hours, I've said this before, but it's especially important for your summer recruiting success. Spend a couple or 3 hours together as parent and athlete, get away and spend some time going through what you think is your top 40 list of schools, top 40 programs. So this isn't a once and for all list. This is a time that you need to do this. I would say get this done in the next week. By the time you listen to the next episode of this podcast, have those 40 schools taken care of. They're on your list. Get serious about it. One thing that you can do this week is make that list. If you already have a list and it isn't up to 40, then I would say get away and bring it up to 40. You need to cast your net wide if you're going to get quick response. You need a lot of schools on your list. You're going to initiate contact with coaches. That's what you need to do. And if you have a small list, your chances of getting adequate response that will carry you through the whole process is very small. Get away, make that list. Doesn't have to be perfect. Doesn't have to be, you don't have to justify every choice, but at least get that list made. At least 40 schools. Here's the key when you're making that list. And here is the key to getting quick response from coaches. Make sure that that list isn't comprised of all your stretch schools. What I say is those programs you're saying, man, I would love to compete at such and such school. I'd love this program or that program. That's where I want to go to school. That's where I want to compete. Don't make that your entire list. You need some that are in your wheelhouse, ones that are perfect fit for you when it comes to academic, athletic ability, especially. You got to have the stretch schools, but make sure that the bulk of the schools are in your wheelhouse. You got 40. Let me suggest this. Let me suggest that 10 of those schools are stretch schools. These are the ones that, man, you are going to have to really excel. It's going to be tough. If you can get a couple responses and a couple relationships going with coaches, that would be awesome. These are maybe even your dream schools. Some of them are. But these are stretch schools when it comes to your ability, when it comes to your academics and athletics. Then you want 10 that I'd say are going to be ones that you'll most likely, almost guaranteed, you're going to get a response from coaches. This may be a little bit below your athletic ability, may a little bit below what you think is your academic, but still good schools. You don't want to shoot really low. But there are 10 schools here, 25% of that list, where you can push out information about yourself, push out your player profile, your letter, your resume, and get response from coaches and begin that relationship. Why that's important is this. One, we all need positive response. We all need that kind of encouragement. We need to know that we're going to fit somewhere. And there are some of these schools that you may say, well, I don't think that I'm going to end up there. You may. As you find out more about the program, more about the school, more about the coaching staff, all these things, as you investigate it further, you may find that one of those schools is really the one that you're going to land on. But you probably never would have put your name out there and your profile out there if it weren't in, you know, the top of your list. 10 schools there. So you got 10 which are stretch schools, 10 which are kind of guaranteed. And then the 20, these are the ones that are really in your wheelhouse. These are the ones that probably the top schools that you're going to be working with in the whole recruiting game. These are the ones that will make it to the top. These are the ones that will surface over time. These are the 20 schools that you're going to pretty much focus on, most likely. This is such an unpredictable thing. It really is. But you got to start somewhere. And these 20 schools, make sure those are the bulk of the schools you're going to be considering. I mean, those are the ones where it seems like it's a good athletic fit, seems like it's a good academic fit. Geographically, it's where you want to be, perhaps the division level that you're interested in. These are the 20 schools in there. It may take some time to come up with this list of 40. This, though, is really your number three secret to your summer recruiting success. This is how you're going to get response from coaches. You make that list, and then you begin contacting those schools. I mean, this is rapid fire. You've got the list made within a week. Well, a week after that, you get that first inquiry out to schools. If you're already in the process, then maybe there's 20 additional schools that you're putting together on your list. You may already have a list of 20 or 30, and you're adding 20 more to it. again, use that 25% as stretch schools, 25%, which are kind of the ones you can guarantee response on, and then the 50% that are right there in your wheelhouse. Those are the ones that are the center of the bullseye for you. This summer, I want to see you succeed. I want to see you have relationships developed with coaches. I want to see some of these coaches having seen you compete either in person or on video, but they've expressed an interest in you. They have the time you need to maximize their time and your time. I said that in the last couple weeks. But this is the action. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where you need to get out there, get quick response from coaches. That's important this summer. This could catapult you into this next year of recruiting. I hope that helps. I mentioned that I have a step-by-step system that I want you to make sure that you get a hold of. If you go to my website, recruitme.com/system, you go ahead and get that. If you're listening to this episode before June 1st, this is releasing before June 1st, just a couple days ahead of time, and you use the discount code SUMMER30, SUMMER30, you get a 30% discount on any RecruitMe step-by-step system. That's SUMMER30. Just use that code when you check out. A bunch of other resources, of course, that freebie that I told you about ahead of the show, and that is the Recruiting Power Pack. You've got the First Steps to an Athletic Scholarship. You've got a tool that will help you as you get your name out there, as you get work on getting quick response from coaches this summer, and that's your player profile template. That's in the Recruiting Power Pack. And then I've got my audio, which I talk about how to do video, right? But I especially think that the first steps would be good for you right now, and also the template for your player profile or resume. If you have questions for me, love to answer them, even put you on the show or put your question on the show. And you can email me at john@recruitme.com. I'll between now and next Tuesday, I'm going to look for a studio that I can record from. But right from my backyard, taking a good look at the Rocky Mountains and one last look here from this home as we get prepared to head to North Carolina. Well, that's it for this week. God bless you. I'll talk to you next Tuesday.